thank you, man. Welcome.
Hello.
I'm so happy. It's the first No BS with SB.
Wow.
And are you happy to be?
NAS.
Are you happy to be the first?
Thrilled.
And we try everything so we can touch the table and the camera doesn't shake. It's the first one, you know, like it's raw, it's not perfect, but like Gary Vee said,
yes.
If you have to start somewhere, no matter what, because you're a Gary Vee fan, huh?
Big fan.
I saw your video on YouTube.
Mondays. I did 4 Gary Vee parody videos. I'm not a big fan. I'm not a fan.
Like you have to be a fan if you imitate someone, you know?
No, you don't. I don't think so.
So did you imitate him because you don't like him?
No, I like him, but I could watch about a minute of him before I'm just overwhelmed by the intensity of his.
You think he exaggerates?
Well, it's just too intense for me. It's overwhelming.
Yeah. But
I agree with the overall concept of what he's doing. You have to work hard.
Yes.
Do things yourself.
Yes.
Never give up stuff. But it's just I think I'm a hard worker, but like the stuff that he
swears
you to do, it's like it's overwhelming.
He swear too much.
I don't mind that. That doesn't bother me.
Because
he's just so easy to parody because he's just some of the things he says are so over the top. So many of the things he says are so over the top and ridiculous.
Like what?
You could watch my videos. I did 4 videos on them.
Monday.
They're very loose imitations.
Yeah.
They're not loose imitations. They're tight. Like I take his scripts and just mess with them a little bit. It's not hard to do. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I haven't done a video in a while, like since March.
So do you still do a YouTube video?
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw your the big one.
Yeah. Which one was that?
This one. The big one?
Oh, yeah.
Like 1 million? Not too far off 1 million view?
I don't think it's that much.
That's
just a clip of a... that's a video of me touching women's breasts.
Yes.
From when I first started doing videos.
Wow.
I did videos for CUTV.
Okay.
Before they kicked me out. And, I would go and, like, troll people. And I was at a lesbian fashion show. And a beautiful woman who had big breasts offered to let me touch her breasts. I'm no creep. I wouldn't ask.
Yeah. You said it doesn't count because you're gay.
Yeah. So she said, "Do you want to touch them?" I mean, we were talking.
I think
about it.
It's 900.
You think? I don't think it's that much. I think it's more like 300,000.
I think it's 2,000.
200. Speed this part
I think
up?
It's 8.
I don't think it's that much.
No. So. So it's good.
And that was just a clip of the actual video that I did.
But it's a big boost for your YouTube channel. Did you react when this video blew up?
I didn't really care because it's so old and there's nothing really creative about it. It was just like and it was when I first started doing videos.
Okay, I did not watch it.
It's like 7. Boob grab. It's called Boob Grab.
Boob Grab, yeah, and. Because your style...
I wouldn't be able to get away with this in this day and age.
Your style of comedy, yeah. It's you interview people on the street.
That's one of the things I do. It's 474,000. Because it's called Boob Grab and I deliver.
Look.
I'm not misleading anyone. Oh my God. I hope you play this for the people. So they're not.
Yeah.
You should take a screenshot video and play it.
I can't because it's raw. No editing.
Well, you should edit a little
bit. No editing, no music like Gary Vee, motivation, you know?
You can still edit a little bit.
I can. It's why I took my iPhone, you know?
Okay.
Because it's going to be like 1 hour, 1 hour and a half. I can edit. It's going to be too
long. No editing policy.
No editing, no music. Nothing, just you.
No frills.
Just you, you know, because
I'm interesting enough.
Me, why we do a new BS with SB?
Mm-hmm.
It's because I want to know who you are and why you are so passionate about comedy. You know,
mm-hmm.
because it's so easy to quit.
Mm-hmm.
And for how long you do comedy?
15 years.
15 years. Did you in the 15 years did you stop? Did you say it's not for me? But you always came back.
No, well,
because
I didn't stop. I took. Breaks though. I used to take long breaks with stand up.
So what is the difference, stop or break? It's just
well because I didn't quit, if that's what you're asking. I took a break. I didn't think I didn't think that's it, I'm done.
Okay.
I just said I'm going to focus on this part of my life. I did it from 20.
Because of the money or because of your
tire? No, just because, I mean, I only started getting a little bit successful. Success only started for me, or began to start at the, like, the 10-year period.
Okay.
So I started doing stand-up before I was before I turned 20.
Okay.
So the first 10 years, I was really approaching it with, just be an artist and do things artistically. Don't worry about trying to make it.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do and grow and use this period to grow. And you can worry about making it later. So, you know, when I was 24, I got into like a serious relationship with a girl. So I, you know, took a break from stand-up.
Is it because she never understood that?
No.
Often for me, when I have a girlfriend, she said it doesn't work. Find a job who's gonna pick. And sometimes I stop to do shitty job, you know.
Yeah.
It's
just a personal, like a life choice. Like I'm still a young man. I'm 24. I have no idea how I'm gonna make a living in comedy, or I'm still in like artistic mode. So it's just. And stand-up is really tough for a long time at the beginning, at least for me also, because I also wanted to do, I got into comedy.
Continue, just one
to do, oh, he's just leaving. I got into comedy to do sketch comedy.
Okay.
That's why I do so many videos. No, sketch comedy, like, Saturday Night Live, comedic acting. That's my dream. That was my dream.
Stand-up.
I never grew up wanting to be a stand-up comedian. But I was always like, okay, before I'm old enough to move to Toronto to join Second City, which is a renowned sketch comedy school, I'll just do stand-up because it could only help. But I immediately fell in love with stand-up, and that's kind of been my schooling, the basis of all the stuff that I've done. It's helped with all the videos that I've produced, just performing, because you know, you go on stage, that's about as pure an art form as you can get. Man on stage, nothing.
Yeah.
Entertain the people, make them laugh.
Good luck.
Good luck.
It's fun.
Yeah.
But it's a big stress. So you said it was a dream. So if SNL call you, you're gonna say it's too late?
Yeah. No.
No. So you,
I don't think
you,
they're calling me anytime soon. Well, no.
You never know, because
it was a dream.
You moved to New York. You never know.
I mean, I did move to New York though.
I'm going
back and forth.
Exactly.
I don't think I'm getting on SNL. But it's my career has you know, diverged paths.
Yes, always in comedy.
Always in comedy, yeah.
So did you ask to yourself why you always back in comedy?
No, because I never stopped doing comedy.
No, but you said you take break or pause or you switch.
Because, yeah.
But it's not the same muscle to do a comedy.
I always knew from when I started doing, when I would take the breaks, it would only be because, I haven't taken a break in a really long time, it would only be because of just the, it's very tough when you're a young comic. Nobody gives a shit about you,
exactly.
And you're also growing as an artist, so there are some freaks out there who are just good right away, sons of bitches, but I wasn't like that, and most comics I don't think are like that.
Tell me your first show, remember your first show?
Yeah, the first show I killed. I had a lot of friends in the audience. Yeah, comedy works.
Okay.
It was 3 weeks before I turned 20, so I was 19.
Whoa.
And it was a very Tom Green-inspired routine, where I think I talked about killing my mom. There's a whole story about killing my mother. And so for a lot of my material, actually for the first 6 years of me doing stand-up, I was kind of like a sketch comic.
Okay.
I wasn't doing typical stand-up. I was doing a lot of characters and sometimes I wish I was born francophone in Quebec, because I'm much more prone to doing typical Quebecois style comedy.
Yeah, I start with a personage, like
and that's how I started.
So I can hire myself behind a personage, you know?
Yeah, well, me, just because I like to act and assume roles of different characters. And I did, before I started doing videos consistently, when I was 24 or 23, I produced 6 comedy sketches.
Okay.
So they were like they were acting and everything, and I had had one that kind of got popular. It was called Galit, where I imitated my friend's Israeli mother, and I would do that on stage. And I think some of the older stand-up comics really just hated it, that I was not being a typical, you know. So I did that, and I remember being 26, after 6 years of doing stand-up like that, I made the conscious decision to change my style and do instead, you know, challenge myself to be a stand-up comedian.
Okay.
And do traditional stand-up comedy.
Yeah, yeah, me too, same thing. I was tired, like, to hide. I want to do my stuff, but it's not easy to be yourself on stage. People don't realize that. But I want to talk about the you said you kill, okay? Mm-hmm. If you bomb this night,
yeah.
Are we talking together now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I bombed the show after.
No, I know, but the first show you kill, with everybody.
Yeah, I'm very confident, and I knew I wanted to do it, and it wasn't. And I don't think in terms of nothing, one night doesn't make. And
I know, but the
one
ego
time,
when you.
No, not
okay,
like
so so you said Comedy Works, do you remember the year?
Well, it would have been 15 years ago.
So
or 15
so,
and a half, so,
so
just do the math.
All Adam Sosser is.
2003.
At home, and Paul is at the works. Who decide? What's happened to you? You say, you know what, I'm going to try an open mic at the Comedy Works.
I just remember it would have been early October. So I remember in the summer I decided I wanted to be a comedian when I was 15. And I remember that summer just starting to work on material.
Okay.
And then
who gave you the idea, your friend?
To the Comedy Works?
Oh, you want to do that for the rest of your life?
Oh, when I had a drama class in grade 9.
Okay, so you always knew. You
I was always very funny. No, I didn't always know. I wanted to be a rock star when I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I really like music.
Okay.
And but I'm a horrible singer, but I'm a good drummer. And
me, I play trompette. What is trompette in English?
Trumpet.
Trumpet.
Are you good?
Yeah. No, it's just any points.
Okay.
In my bulletin, you know.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, just as something you can do.
Yeah, something lazy I can to get my degrees, you know.
Degrees for what?
For the secondaire, for college.
Oh okay.
Because
oh,
you need
to do that
points.
At university.
You need points, you know.
Okay.
You have history, geography, and
okay.
You have music.
Okay.
And so I'm going to take music, you know.
Oh, nice.
It's more easy, but it was not. It was very tough.
Yeah.
So you always want to be a rock star, but why you decide?
Because I took a drama class, but I've always been very interested in comedy. I remember as a little kid,
okay, yeah.
loving,
yeah,
but I never thought I wanted to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, I remember when like I would watch In Living Color. I was very into pop culture even as a, like earlier than most people. Very into music and comedy. I remember watching In Living Color in like early elementary school.
Yes, always need that. You always want attention around you.
No, I wouldn't think that. I would just watch In Living Color. I wouldn't think in terms of I wanted attention.
Okay.
I was really passionate about music. I wanted to be a rock star. But comedy, I would still watch these comedy shows and just be like mesmerized by what was going on.
Okay.
I remember I remember vividly seeing Ace Ventura, the commercial for the movie.
Wow.
The first time.
Yeah.
And just thinking like, what is this?
Yeah, exactly.
I need
same thing.
To see this.
Me too. For me, it was a revelation, you know?
Yeah.
Now Jim Carrey is my
kids
exactly.
At that time.
Oh my yes.
He was like bigger than God.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It's impossible.
It was the funniest. It was like crap
yeah.
for
yeah.
children.
Yeah.
It was the funniest thing ever.
It's sad he switched in drama.
I know.
Just to prove he can act, and, you know.
I don't think it was just to prove. I think he's an artist, and I feel like he beat comedy, Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
So what more can he do? Other than just continue to do it. Whenever he goes on, you ever watch when he goes on SNL? Every few years he'll go?
Yeah, yeah.
It's still amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But I know, I wish he just did.
Oh.
I remember I taped that. Green Day was on.
Oh, yeah.
I was a big Green Day fan. I watched that.
So 15, so you always like comedy. You never thought to yourself you're going to be a comedian.
But I was always funny in school.
Something happened.
Yeah, and I was always the funny guy. And then 15, we had a drama class in grade 9. And we had an exercise where we had to like say one word, but with different emotions.
Okay.
And I remember I just kind of like freaked out and went crazy, and like everyone was laughing. And then I was like, this is what I want to do.
Exactly. You know what? I asked you this, and I just remember my revelation. I always wanted to be funny, make people laugh. I didn't know comedian exists at the time. You know, it's the job. I remember I did a serious theater,
yeah.
And I was you know the guy that is dangerous. So you have a
straight jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my my line is, when I have my glass, you know, nobody can see me, okay? So this, but it's not funny.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the part of the theater, of the so my, so I remember the two principal are there, and me, I arrive on the stage, and my family start to laugh, you know, because I was like the hair, I have few glasses,
yeah,
and I just did that. When I have my glass, nobody can see me, and man, people laugh. But I was not expect. Nobody was expected to.
Yeah.
You know, the teacher was very pissed off about me. He said I did not play like I supposed to do. I don't know.
Yeah.
And when I realized that, you know, because me, I have to go back behind the couch on the stage, mm-hmm, okay, and I have an emotion of like do something else. It's not in the text. I was not supposed to do that, okay. And I did it. I get out of the behind the couch. The two actors, they talk, and they have peppermint, you know, peppermint, pink, yeah, peppermint on the table. Uh-huh. And I said, would you like peppermint? Then the crowd was on fire. They kicked me out. And I said, you know what? I want to do that.
Yeah.
So you know the feeling, yeah?
Of course. Yeah. When you're in high school and, you know.
Yeah. Yes. You don't know who you are. You try to find your identity.
Yeah.
You know. But take, it's a long time before you go at the yeah, comedy store. Comedy works.
You know, 15, you don't feel like you want to go on stage at a comedy.
No. So, but tell me, give me the night before you said, you know what, I'm going to go to, how did you know the comedy works exists? Or the open mic, you know?
I mean, I guess I just did some research.
Yeah.
Like, I prepared my set for a long time before.
Okay.
Do most people do that? I always wonder how, every comedian is different, eh? And some people just go, I'm very, like, down.
Yes, but 90% of people, they think they are funny naturally, and they think it's going to be the same on stage, but
yeah,
it's not, you know,
insane.
It's like, I'm a good fighter, but until you start to fight, you say, oh my God, it's not, yeah, this, you know,
yeah.
It's another, it's the adrenaline.
I guess that's how I would think about fighting, but in the times, yeah, once I prepared for a fight in high school, I knew I was going to end up fighting a kid, so I like prepared and I won the fight. I think it was because of the preparation, but normally I wouldn't think about
because people don't understand, but go on stage, it's a fight. Trust
I know
me.
People think you just go on.
Yeah.
And
blah blah blah.
You use the same set all the time, or is it something new?
Yeah.
And how do you, yeah.
So you said clearly before, I kill.
Yeah.
And you said after because I bring my own people.
I mean,
but did you
know, if you have 15 people who are already that'll influence. I'm not saying I wasn't funny.
Okay.
But.
But you didn't say you were funny too.
I had 15 friends.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to
say
I was funny. I don't think that'd be terrible.
So you win. Did Jimbo saw you?
I don't know. I was always petrified of Jimbo.
Yes.
For so long.
Ah, me too.
I feel like I waited. We finally started to...
For people who don't know, Jimbo, he was the owner of the Comedy Works. And the Comedy Works, it's dead. He burned.
Yeah. He left before.
He left before. He left inside.
Finally started to put me on weekends.
Okay.
Before.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It was like two. Like I only got on a couple of weekends, and then he left. And it sucks because he was the hardest. So if he can get in there,
yeah,
he
was
such a
exactly
status.
Yeah.
And I find it's like I didn't have enough time doing that, but at least I can say
you like Rudy.
Did
you see Rudy?
Yeah,
the movie.
Remember what happened?
The coach died. He was on the. They said, okay, you're gonna be in the game, but he died.
Yeah, kind of like Rudy. Then.
So you kill.
And that was so many years after.
What do you mean?
When I started getting weekends on.
Oh, yeah, I understand. But you kill.
Yeah.
And how long did you get back on stage after that?
Right away.
Right away? Oh, so you.
I mean, the next week.
Whoa.
I remember at the beginning, like it was so different 15 years ago. I remember for the first few years when I was doing stand-up, I was able to get on stage. And I would get on the open mics frequently. At the Comedy Works. And I remember at the beginning, the first couple of years, like I was doing well. Like I would kill all the time, but I had a lot of, even with that style.
Want a coffee?
Sure.
Yes, or with a style?
Even with that style, I don't drink coffee. But I can't lie about drinking coffee, but I'll take a coffee and it'll
just. It's an espresso shot, Bali.
Oh, man, I'll take a sip. Maybe.
You're going to talk that faster?
Smell. Oh, good. Even with that style, I would do well. And I remember I would consistently do well for the first few years of my career at the Comedy Works and other places. I remember earlier on I got a Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, this looks nice.
Mmm. Looks like your one sugar. Oh, thank you. Merci. So you said you don't drink coffee, or you don't drink espresso, or?
I don't drink coffee.
Rarely or never?
Absolutely never.
Oh, you're lucky, man. You don't need to take a coffee to wake up.
I mean, I just never drank it, so I just, you know, I don't know what life is like.
You don't?
Coffee.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just smell it and put it back.
Oh, boy. So you don't like coffee?
I never wanted to be that person who was dependent on coffee like everyone. I was always like, what if I'm in the jungle somewhere and I need to save someone? And I don't have coffee. I don't want that to be a problem. So just don't start drinking coffee. That was my solid.
So this is a number. This is a joke. This, you can do that on stage. It's funny, man.
Know.
You know that?
It's
okay. It's funny.
It's funny. If
I'm in a jungle, and
yeah, that was on silence. I don't want to be dependent on coffee. Everybody needs coffee. They can't function without it.
No, you're right. It's an addiction.
Yeah.
So, like comedy is an addiction.
Yes, comedy is an addiction, but I think it's the best addiction because there's no real downside to, other than the career. I'm not talking about the business. The business is tons of downside.
Oh.
But the actual, if you're getting on stage and you kill, is it better than falling in love?
Oh, it's better than everything, all the addiction together.
But there's usually addictions, when it wears off, you feel bad. Comedy just, it peters off, you don't feel bad, I never feel bad. I always feel amazing and it can make my week. And it wears away, but there's no bad feeling. It makes you better off.
So you don't have bad feeling when you bomb or you kill?
You'd have a bad feeling when you bomb, but I don't get that down when I bomb. It doesn't really bother me.
You remember your first bomb?
I mean, it would have been the second show that I did.
No 15.
I remember Rodney Ramsey made fun of me during my act, son of a bitch. He would do that to young comedians.
Oh, yeah?
He would call out.
No.
I remember that. He called something out during my act.
Wow.
It's a tough cookie, man. Right.
Yeah. It was his show?
He was just on the show.
Oh, okay. So I don't think he liked you.
No, he likes me now. To confidently say.
Okay,
he
so you
now.
So me sometime.
But he was just like that. I don't know if he liked or disliked people. He would just fuck with new comics.
Okay, but you have a good point when you said it's the industry.
The industry is very tough. That's a horrible business to be in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's always a restart, you know. We don't have everything we made in the past behind us, so everybody can see, like a hockey player, you know what I mean?
Yeah, with stand up it's not like that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You have to like I remember a guy. Yeah, I saw a guy at the grocery store. Say, I know you. I said, all right. He said, why I saw you? I said, in the television? No. I'm a comedian. No. Why I have to search for you, man? You know, why you saw me? You know, so it's all or they send another name.
Yes.
I resemble to someone else, but it's not me. So, but Sidney Crosby, everybody know who he is because you can see us. It's always underground, you know.
Yeah, because, well, you got to find a way to.
If you have a Wikipedia, maybe I can watch what.
But what do you mean underground? Like just because there's no recordings of the stand-up shows that you've done? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, but listen, I did 15 TV show.
Okay.
And in general, nobody saw that, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you put it on your CV, and
you know, so you
it's a credit.
Exactly.
I mean, you got to find a way. Like, listen. You know, I've made my career doing videos, not with stand-up. So that, I often think, like, I don't know, like, you have to find a way. It's so hard to just do stand-up and make a career doing that. It's possible. Anything's possible.
You know, but, it's like you said, the industry. What do you mean by the industry? You mean we don't have industry in Montreal?
No, the business of it. No, the business, whether you're in New York or Montreal, just show business.
Oh,
so
you did not understand, but when a hockey player decides to play hockey, he start peewee, bantam, midget, you know, junior, and after that, American League, if it's not very good, and he go to the NHL, okay? Us? You know, us?
Yeah.
Well, we don't know what level we are.
Well, I mean, there's an unspoken level.
I know my level, you know. But But
industry, the industry knows what level you're at.
Maybe the industry, yeah.
Well,
maybe
people know what level you're at.
Maybe the industry know, but
the industry, let's say, are the ones who decide.
Because the industry is vague, you know. Like what is industry in Montreal?
Well, I mean, you've headlined before. You 45 minutes. You've done it enough times. So you're a headliner.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So are you a headliner?
No. I'd say middler, but.
Middler. It's like 30 minutes.
No, middler. A feature, 30
like
minutes.
A middle, it's 20, a middle, but middler.
Same thing.
What is the maximum you can do on stage?
20.
Maximum?
Stand up? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm working on a show where I'm going to combine, because half of my time goes into videos.
Yeah, because you made a choice to do...
Yeah, so I always feel a little insecure about that, you know? I've been doing stand-up for such a long time.
Yeah.
15 years, like, you should be a headliner.
Yeah.
But I'm like, listen, like, I do a lot of videos. That's the choice that I've made, and so I want to do it. And
but now I saw you everywhere in all the open mic in Montreal. Is it because you want to focus more on comedy?
No, I've been doing it the same that I've been doing it. More on, you mean you've seen me more than before?
Yeah.
No, I think it's just a coincidence.
And why do you decide to get a visa to go to New York?
Because I just felt like it was another, you
playground.
Know, at the time, my best friend got a job there. It's half of it was a life thing that I've always wanted to live in New York and try it. So I gave it a lot of thought, but I just thought it was another, you know, I have a lot of experience doing videos and hosting and doing comedy stuff, and I just felt like there was more of that in New York.
And
I could do more stand-up in New York.
Exactly.
Because here I feel like I'm at a dead end with stand-up.
Yeah, you told me that last time. So why you said, just 1 second, just to be sure, everything is great. Okay, it's beautiful, it's beautiful. So, yeah. No, you have to try like that, look. The finger body, like that. No, but put the sugar.
That's all I wanted.
Put a brown sugar. Want to try? Because this is look at that. Yeah. Shake that body. Espresso with Adam Saucer. So
It's just more opportunity in the industry. The industry.
Exactly. But at the same time, it saturates there too. If you restart everywhere, you restart.
Yeah.
I went to LA. I did New York.
Yeah.
And the problem with that, like everybody said, go to New York, go to LA, or Toronto. Did you went to Toronto?
I lived in Toronto.
So you know, it's always the same thing. It's you restart. So the opportunity is not there. But here, people recognize you, like you said, in the industry.
Yeah.
So you have more spot, more time to upgrade your skill, you know. But
no,
I understand.
In New York, you'd have more time.
Yeah,
so it depends what you want. The stand up for me, it was more.
What do you mean
like
by more time?
You could definitely perform and get better dramatically quicker. Anyone in New York, regardless of
But we have still open mic here every day.
Yeah, but it's nobody in the fucking audience.
But you think in New York is the same? It's not the same thing because
you
have to pay in New York, by the way.
I know, but if you go in and you're good, like people see that I've been doing it for a long time, so I've been getting on shows.
Yeah.
You know.
So this is the next goal. Of
not necessarily. I don't know. I've been doing that for a year.
Okay, you go to New York
for a year. I've been going back and forth.
We want to know that.
Like every month type of thing.
Okay. So wait.
And just seeing about how my life would be like what everything, stand up with life, with jobs and videos. And I actually recently I went in for a job interview to co-host a podcast.
Okay.
And to be like a video host for like some company, not a media company.
Okay.
Just because they're like a car company, they want to build up their online. So I was like, I thought I was going to get the job. And then the whole thing sort of, like I was faced with, I think I'm about to move to New York. And I don't know. I don't not want to do it. I love New York. That's part of it too.
It's expensive. Is it because it's expensive?
No, it's just. I have a bunch of things that I'm working on here in Montreal.
Okay.
That I kind of have to be here in Montreal. And if I went to New York, it would kind of mess up those things.
Yeah, but you put so much energy for the visa.
I know.
And the money.
I know, but it's different than I thought it would be.
What do you mean?
Well, I just something I felt like I had to do, and I felt like, well, I was surprised at how difficult it is to get, you know, you go and you're like, ah, God, I'm so experienced with all of my video hosting and all the videos I've done, you know, it's hard to get an agent. I thought I'd get an agent. I tried, I messaged everybody.
Okay.
You know, I went to their offices.
Wow.
It's hard to get an agent. The jobs that are available, and I just did research, like, ideally, like, this is maybe something I could have done, you know, maybe I could have done more research before spending the money, but it's done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm still going to New York every month.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still something I'm working on. I just don't know. And I only sort of realized this very recently, after a year of going there, right now, at least for the summer and the fall, I want to complete the projects that I have, which I need to be in Montreal, but I'm still going to go to New York. Is now at least like stand up.
Because
that's something I could continue to work on and be here, and because it doesn't hurt.
Because you have something here.
I have things here.
And you have two, you have comedian and video, how would you say that?
Videos.
So it's two things completely different, you know? Because
they're related.
Normally you have to focus on one of them, no?
Yeah, so it's hard. So that's why it's hard to do both.
Comedy, it's no money for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Video, maybe yes, if you find an agency, like you said.
Well, video in New York, you mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I always thought I could go and apply. Like, you know, I have the one, like, I have a paying video hosting job in Montreal, which is like, those jobs don't exist.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Kids?
No.
Dogs?
No.
So why you don't jump and right away in New York in comedy?
Because it doesn't, I'd be giving up too much. Like, if I had nothing going on here,
okay. So is it a secret?
I have projects. It's just there are things that I'm not far along yet that I want to get into.
Okay.
I have four. I'm speaking to a company about doing something with them.
Okay.
I have a show that I'm working on.
Is it the with Chris Lynam?
No.
The hockey game? Hockey
no,
show?
No. That's.
It's done.
That's not done, but it's not keeping me in.
It's not. It's not this. Okay.
No. I have a show that I'm working on that I want to develop.
Okay.
Which is like, I need to do that. That's like what I got.
Yeah, but you need to do that here?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So the timing is bad to get a visa when you have something here?
It was a year ago. I didn't have any of this.
Okay.
It was a year ago. Okay. For 1 year.
Because I met you in like open mic and then Laval together,
yeah.
Remember?
So
you
that just, was before you just, any, the job thing happened.
Okay.
Thing.
You just told me, I got my visa. I said, why are you still
yeah,
here?
I got my visa last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, go to New York.
Yeah, you listen.
Make us proud.
A lot of people would just go and do
yeah.
things, but I'm not.
Find
like
a couch, you know, find a couch.
Yeah, I'm not like that. I don't operate well.
So,
I just do that. I would freak out and come home.
So you have a visa or sleep?
A what?
A visa or sleep?
No, I go to New York every month.
I know, but you know what I mean.
I mean, I'm not, yeah, I didn't, like, again, if it was just stand-up,
yeah.
Like most comedians,
yeah.
Stand-up was my,
okay.
Go to New York.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense to go here.
Okay.
And that's kind of initially.
So why you ask for a visa?
I just told you, fuck you, listening, because I wanted to go. I thought there'd be more opportunities.
Is it the coffee will make you impatient?
Yes, that one sip.
Look how he changed, huh? He's so pumped. Just take a
sip. Never drink coffee.
No, but it's very important. It's very important. This is no bullshit, okay, with SB.
I'm not bullshitting you.
No, I mean, why get a visa?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the concept to get a visa, because
yeah.
for people who don't know, it's impossible for us to go to New York and play comedy. It's illegal.
Well, you're allowed to do it if you don't make money.
No, because the this is...
You're allowed
no,
to
no,
do it.
No, if they make money at the door, it's illegal too. You know?
I don't know. From what I understand,
yeah,
they at the border, they say, are you making money at this comedy show? No, go ahead.
Oh, you said that at the... I never said that.
They ask you.
Thanks, I'm going to visit New York.
You're better off not saying that. But
yeah, I'm going to visit
they've
New York.
Asked me before they knew I had a visa.
Why? Why?
What
I should not
doing?
Say that.
Well, because border, even with my visa, border agents can turn me back.
Oh, yeah. Look on yeah, exactly.
So you're better off avoiding that conversation.
No, me, I'm going to...
You're allowed to go if you don't get paid.
Okay, I think... Anyway.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you go there all the time.
Yeah.
So you it's a
because,
big decision, you know?
Yeah.
So why you don't invest 100% the visa will cost you like $10,000?
Because I've done enough, I've gone there enough
oh.
to go, to
know
that right, for me to just drop everything and go.
Hey.
Maybe I was making that clear before.
No, no, maybe I'm French. I'm French.
And that's the problem.
It's a big problem.
Yeah.
Is it a beautiful problem, Bobby?
What?
It's a beautiful problem. It's
a beautiful problem. No, not a problem.
So, okay. No, listen.
Yeah, sorry. That's what it is.
No, I understand now. Because you saw, you touched, you feel it, and you said, oh, it's not for me.
To go all out just because I spent the money would be stupid.
Exactly.
Just to be like, I spent this money.
But because you...
So what? At this point now, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but at this point right now, I still want to go every month and just work the stand-up scene. And,
yes.
You know, I'm showcasing at a club in a couple of weeks, so it's like, if I can start doing stand-up there and here. But I made the conscious choice a long time ago to not depend on stand-up as much as my video, because it just stresses me out too much. And since I started doing that, it's like things started opening up with stand up, and I still get stressed sometimes.
Yeah, man, I want to know that. I want to go more in that. And stress for what? To pay your bill with comedy?
No, just stand up. I hate the thing that bothers me most about stand up comedy in general is that you're so reliant on Steve and Joe, who own the only two comedy clubs in town. So if they don't like you for whatever reason, you're fucked.
Hey, yo. Oh, yes. You're right.
Are you
fucked?
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
But I feel like I still deal with issues. And you deal with things about this owner or this person or that.
You think because it's so small, it's easy to make enemy?
I don't know
because
why.
You're too,
some
because
people,
you're too, fun, too good, too funny?
No, I don't think that's why. I don't
know. So why? What
it's
is
just,
this?
It's politics. It's kid. I don't like
you
politics.
You feel that when you are involved in the...
I feel it less now because I'm a bigger comic. I've been doing it for long enough. I'm not less involved in that scene.
You do the mistake.
But it was so hard for the...
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because people are jealous.
Yeah, so anyone has any reason to.
And New York, it's big, so you don't have time to have this kind of problem. But at the same time,
I feel like it's still good.
So do you think you lost your time in comedy and stand up, and you should focus more on video or you should
they both complement each other.
Okay,
I'm because better at videos because I do stand-up.
But if you do too much comedy, you stress. You said.
No, if I only do stand-up.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not too much.
Okay.
So I love doing it. The more you do it, the more fun it is, the better. But if I would stop doing videos, I wouldn't want to just be a stand-up comic. I don't see, like for me personally, I don't envision how I'm making a living doing just stand-up.
Why? Why you say that? Can you
the main reason is it's not my, I don't feel like I'm artistically, I mean, because it's not my main focus.
Okay.
Now, I don't feel like I can give enough to the art of comedy.
Okay.
With stand-up as I do with videos.
So, okay.
Videos,
so
I feel like I contribute more.
Exactly. So you, when did you realize that? You like more?
Before I started doing comedy, I realized
Okay.
I got into comedy, remember, to do sketch comedy.
Yes.
So videos are more sketch. And that I know how to make a living.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see
how
to do that. I can see it comes easier to me, in the process. But it's hard. It's a love-hate relationship with, stand-up is, the feeling you get a stand-up video isn't as good as that. As good as it is. So it's like, you don't want to stop doing it. And I love writing. I love the challenge of writing.
Yeah. You have the reaction right away if you do a video.
But it's harder. It's a lot harder for me.
To do stand-up. Okay.
It's a real challenge.
But it's,
sometimes.
It's, for me, it's still tough. It's more tough because you have to always rewrite, write, try, bomb, until, this is funny. I put that in for my corporate, or a TV show. But it's not easy, man.
Yeah.
It's why I push myself all the time, why I passed the last 6 months in LA to try if people laugh and understand what I said there.
Yeah, with stand-up, it's just, that's it. And it's hard, it's in a way, it's like hard to do if you're not in 100%. So stand-up is, I figured out my own rhythm, but a part of me always feels a little bit insecure about it because I do it like 50% of my efforts, 40% is stand-up, whereas like I feel like everybody else is giving 100%. And if I, you know, I'm a hard worker. Like if I was just doing stand-up, yeah, yeah. I would move to New York.
Did you ever, did 100% in comedy in your career in your last 15 years?
Yeah, I only started doing videos 7 years into my career.
So people start to call you, no? To do gigs, to do a corporate?
I got one thing I remember where it was like a competition and I won, so I got like a big gig. But I just wasn't, again, going back to the first 10 years, I never pushed myself and I never asked to get in weekends. I never felt like I was ready. Okay. And part of me regrets that, being like, I feel like after 4 years I could have been like, hey, put me on, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was too shy. I was a young kid. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know you to do that. And I was just like, enjoy doing the art.
It's funny you say you're shy because when we watch the video you do when you interview people, you're not the shy guy.
No, I'm not a shy guy in general, but it's different. Or maybe just because I just didn't think I was good enough.
Okay.
When I was 24. Yeah, but in hindsight, I feel like I probably was good enough.
But now, yeah, do you think you're good?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
it's not that I didn't think I was good. It's that I just didn't think I was ready to start doing weekends.
Okay. Now you're ready to do weekends.
Well, yeah, I've been doing weekends for many years.
Exactly. So you don't want to jump to the headline? You don't want to push yourself?
Well, I don't have the time. I'm working on a show.
Okay.
Now I'm ready to do that. And the only way I can see doing that, which I've done this show twice before, once and a half maybe,
okay.
Is kind of a mixture of stand-up and videos.
Okay.
So that's like I'll have 45 minutes doing that.
In your...
But like a multimedia show.
Okay.
Because to write, like I don't write, my turnover of jokes isn't quick enough for me to do 45 minutes of just stand-up. You know, you write jokes and then some of them you gotta let go. So just because I don't 100% of my time doesn't go to stand-up. It's like 40% of my time.
Okay.
So I still write jokes consistently-ish, doing videos.
Where goes your 60%?
Videos.
Okay, so what video you do from now?
Right now? Well, now I'm working on a whole, like, I'm working on creating things. Like, I'm starting...
So you have a big project.
I have several big projects.
I feel you can tell.
It's too, you know...
So if this project starts, what's going to happen for you?
I'll be busy with the project.
Yeah,
and when I'm busy with projects like that, stand-up really takes a backseat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't even think about it.
Because I still do it,
but it's like the energy of like writing every day and, you know.
No, I know. It's a job, man.
Yeah.
People think it's party all the time. It's not a party.
Yeah.
You can have a five-minute killer and party all your life if you want. But if you want to pay your bill, your rent, it's a job.
Yeah.
And you realize that the difficulty... with comedy to pay your bill. So you pay your...
But it wasn't more because I felt like I can't pay my bills, it was more because I just never wanted to be a touring stand-up.
Okay.
It was like, I never wanted to just be a stand-up comedian.
Okay.
It was always like, oh, wow, I love stand-up.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep doing it.
Yeah.
But believe me, it took many years. Only in the past few years have I realized, I've quit in my mind without actually quitting, you know? This is too hard.
What Adam Susser wants, if it was possible now?
To host like a show.
Okay.
That's on TV or the internet.
Okay. About what?
A comedy show, like a talk show type
like
of
thing. Like a talk show, like...
Or, like, that's end goal, but what I'm working on now is a show that's kind of like a sketch show. It's like, the videos that I've done...
Like interview, sketch show,
no,
and
not
stand-up?
Even. It's more like I'm acting.
Maybe you have all the kit like I have. Why you don't start to do it by yourself?
That's what because I'm speaking to production company on board.
Okay.
And,
it's long, yeah? Is it me or it's long?
Yeah.
The before you have the answer.
What's your question? What's your question?
No, because I feel like you want to tell me what is the project. But at the same time, it's not done, so...
Yeah, it's not done.
So you don't want to tell me it's
no,
normal.
No, it's like I'm starting.
But
I don't want to just say I'm doing this, that, and the other thing, and it doesn't happen.
You're going to have to come back to tell us.
I know, I thought about it. Believe me, I thought about that. I have like four things I'm working on that I can't really talk about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's such an early stages that... Bless you.
No. Huh? No, I don't know.
I pre-bless you.
I think it's the job. Yeah. Okay, so you have four projects on the ice.
Yeah. And I'm beginning to...
So what is the summer for Adam Sasser in 2019? What do you
I started really getting things underway like last week or the week before for some of them. So it's preparing. So the summer is a lot of work that you may not see any content.
Yeah.
Because it's like working. It's like what the show that I want to do. I mean, it's a show that, you know, like a 15-minute to 22-minute show. That
you have a title?
On the internet. The Adam Sasser Show.
The Adam Sasser Show guy. It's going to be on, if it's work, it's going to be on YouTube?
I don't know.
Or, okay,
I'm
you don't know.
Figuring that out.
You want on CBC on a big television?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's more that I just want to create it. I'm just more concerned with creating it. If I create something like that, it'll be bigger than anything I've
exactly.
done before.
Yeah.
And just to get it out there, just to create that.
You're
going to
mix everything.
So I need to do, like, I've been working. That's, like, really what I got into comedy, to create a show.
Yeah.
That's a comedy show. And that's what I'm kind of, one of the things I'm working on now.
So,
it's a big project.
So this summer, no Just for Laughs for you?
No.
Do you have a show you're going to do? Are you at the Nest?
Yeah,
summer?
I do the Nest like I'd go to New York.
Okay.
I'm doing the Nest on the
30th. And how much time you going to pass in New York?
I just go, now I think I'm good like with once a month.
Once a month?
Yeah. For like, you know.
And where you play
four
when
or
you
4 or 5 days type of thing.
Where do you play in New York?
I mean, I've done the Creek in the Cave a couple times. I go to the Laughing Buddha open mics.
$5.
Yeah.
One drink minimum.
Yeah, I'm showcasing in Gotham.
Whoa, great!
In a couple few weeks.
And do you go take a beer and watch at the Comedy Cellar? Or? Do you like to watch comedy?
I do, but I find it very difficult. I find it difficult to just sit there and watch.
When you're not performing. I could be there. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. It hurts.
Yeah.
And it's just, and you're sitting there for God knows how long. It's very difficult for me. I don't know. I'm really bad at, like, that's also another thing you need. If you want to do stand-up, go hang out at the clubs.
But it's fun. It's fun,
so
because
I'm really bad at that.
It's we have maybe a scoop, you know, because if one of your four projects succeeds.
Yeah. Well, the success will be.
It's going to be here at No BS
with
SB. Everybody
It'll be one of the four projects that I alluded to and give you no details about.
So you are a work alcoholic of that. You because to wrote the project, it's a long process.
Yeah.
And you said you have four.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's it. And it's a feeling now. Like, listen, it's also getting. You know, New York took up a lot of my time for the year that I would go. And I kind of feel like that came to a head in a sense that for now, like, I can't spend more time just going to New York and thinking about how I'm going to move and live there. So I want to get back to, okay, these are things that I really want to do, produce them, you know.
Because
it's like now or never type of thing.
The four projects, it's in Montreal.
Well, maybe two of them I could do outside of Montreal.
Okay.
One of them I need to do in Montreal, another one I need to do in Montreal. And another one is like thinking of doing a tour.
So what's, I don't want to be negative, but what's happened if the four doesn't work?
Well, it's not, the only thing that's not going to work is if I don't do them.
Okay.
It's the working is me doing them, which.
Yeah, but do you wait about something, you said?
Well, it's a process to do them.
Okay.
Yeah. Same. And it doesn't take a weekend. I've begun working on them,
but it's
like the earliest stages
that
I've begun, but it's a real process. So
okay.
I'm not worried about that, and that's the best part about doing videos on your own, is I can employ myself to work as much as I want.
Exactly.
No,
so indeed.
I've already hired myself past the interviews.
Everybody said to me, you know, why you do a podcast? Everybody do a podcast. I said, because nobody do a podcast like I do. You know.
Yeah.
Everybody is different. Everybody
is
unique.
Just the more you try things, that's why. Like when you asked me about New York, why are you in New York? I've tried New York. The way that I wanted to do it, and I'm not done with New York.
You're not done, no. It's
New York isn't going anywhere.
Exactly.
I'm going to keep doing, this is, you know,
exactly.
What works for me with New York.
But why I insist is because it's so a long process to get the visa,
mm-hmm.
Okay? You work.
And it wasn't that long. It was just a lot of money.
Yeah, but
5 months.
5 months?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, so you have a good attorney.
Yeah,
a good lawyer.
Yeah.
But you charged me more than $5,000, me.
Yeah, it's more than 5,000.
Exactly,
5,
it's a lot of money. No, it's five. No, you like 5 months after you made the process, or 5 months total.
Total.
Wow. Wow, it's fast.
Yeah.
I remember you told me you were not ready.
Yeah, because she told me it was going to be a lot longer.
Yeah.
That's the thing too. I asked her, how long do you think? And it was like so much quicker than I thought.
So you know, yeah. So you have good credit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's why.
I think so. I'm a good lawyer.
And the problem with the visa, it's like they said it's 3 years, but for us, it's 3 times 6 months full time. Because if you want to keep your healthcare, your
healthcare, I don't worry about that too much.
You're not. So you always put more than six. No, you always do that.
I'm not living there, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you can just buy insurance.
But you never thought.
If I lived there.
You never thought about like let's go 6 months full time.
Of course, I thought about it.
You know, after that, I mean, because it's so easy to think about the future, but it's gonna be. It's impossible to be what you think because when you decide to do something, it's never the same than what you think. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've thought about it tremendously. It's just all things considered.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense for me to do that.
Are you scared?
Right now.
Are you scared? Be honest.
It is kind of scary to do that, but it's just it's more like I said, all things considered.
No, but you're honest. You're scared.
It's scary, yeah, for sure. But a part of me wants to go.
Yes.
But it's not.
Is it because of the age?
No.
Because when we take age,
I think we spent the past like 30 minutes talking about how I have things that I'd have to give up here that I want to produce more than just going to New York and doing stand-up.
I know, but you said 2 of 4 you can do it in New York.
So then I'd have to
cancel. And you can put the 2 of them on the ice and focus 6 months there, you know?
Yeah.
Just to be sure, you know?
Well, anyways, I don't know what else to say to you about that, but I'm happy with where I'm at and the decisions that I've made.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to force you to go to New York. I want to be sure you understand, like, the process of a visa.
No,
because, after when the 3 years going to be done, you don't just ask for another visa. You have to restart the process.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're lucky. 5 months.
Yeah.
5 months. So I feel it's sensitive when I talk about New York.
It's not sensitive. I just like we've been talking about. You just keep asking me the same questions. It feels like.
No, it's not the same question.
I understand. Believe me. See, I've given a tremendous amount of thought.
Yeah.
I know it's not how many people would just go there.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm different, or I don't know. I just
because,
have a way of.
Because you said that on camera, but when I meet you at the open mic,
I know. Well,
you said to me, go to New York. You have to go to New York.
Things have changed.
So now.
Well, because.
No coffee for you anymore,
no
Baldy.
No.
You know what I mean? Because people think I aggress you, like, give me an answer, like, but you have two different.
It has legitimately changed. Something has happened since I last
saw
you.
Tell them.
But that's what I told you. So since I last saw you, something has happened. I went for a job interview since the last time we spoke.
Okay.
Two weeks ago. So when did we speak?
Oh, it's new.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We spoke maybe 3 weeks ago.
I know,
four weeks ago.
I know,
so
but
in between, I went to it for a job interview because my mentality was I just want to move to New York.
Yeah.
I just, you know.
Yeah.
But
you pumped me, remember?
I know, and I still for you. I think if you're just doing comedy, I still believe you should go.
I know, but my point is, I know we talk about that, but people don't know that. It's why I want to bring back on the podcast.
But I mentioned that.
You know?
I went like, anyways, it's like you know, things plans change.
Exactly.
And,
No. It's not because you change. Everybody can change no matter what.
Yeah.
Exactly. And if the project motivates you more than to go to New York, but I just remember the last time it was.
Yes,
like,
I was more motivated to go to New York
yes.
the last time we spoke.
I was like, "Whoa!" And you said, "No."
Yeah.
So I want to bring back that to the people. Like,
for a year, I was very. I mean, I'm still motivated to go to New York. I guess, it's different than the last time I spoke to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's another, because...
I was dying to go the last time I spoke to you. I'm no longer dying to go.
No. Because you...
But I still really like to go, so I'm going to just keep going. But I'm not dying to just move there at any cost. I'd like to move to New York, but I don't know, I'm just not... Like, I want to get back to focusing on my projects as opposed to having...
Yes.
Go to New York at any cost, be my project. That's kind of been my project for a year, and I've done enough stuff that I feel like, okay, I know enough about it for me that where I'm at right now.
Exactly,
because going, and that's it's like it's one of my projects still.
Yes.
Move, but I'm more comfortable in Montreal, and it's easier for me to, like, I know if I went, you know, there's an adjustment period. It would get in the way of me being productive if I just like moved there and dropped everything, and
yeah.
it would fuck up a lot of my shit.
Like, no, exactly. It's a tough moon. Me too. I think about that. Like, move to New York, restart at zero, everything, and I said, oh.
Well, you restart at zero, but I don't know. I don't think you restart at zero because they see, like, it feels like there's a tremendous more amount of opportunity for just stand-up. People approach you and people talk to you and there are people in the audience, and if they see you're good, you're not at zero because you're not learning
stand-up.
But I'm, so yeah, if...
No, maybe I have a girlfriend, I have dogs, you know.
It's hard for anyone. You're letting go of your life.
Yeah. Like, yeah,
if you just want to do stand-up, I mean, everyone's different. I can't even say... Generally, you know, you could generalize. Yeah, generally doing stand-up in New York is better than in Montreal, but some people have, you know, like, a lot of comics move away. Like, I moved to Toronto because I had nothing in Montreal.
Okay.
If I had nothing in Montreal, then I'd be at the point where, like, I could just stay and do stand-up here and decide that's my life.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I'm not really giving up anything. I need to go to New York, and that's kind of how I felt.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like that anymore.
I lived 2 years in Toronto, and for me, because here it's bilingual, so I can work both language.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky to I work every night here.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So
that's
like
awesome.
like tonight I have 3 shows.
Wow.
So, you know, so it's very exciting.
Yeah.
New York.
Yeah.
It's very but maybe I'm going to do like you do, you know? You go.
Yeah, I would recommend that.
Before to do that, I just passed the last 6 months in LA.
Yeah.
And I know it's not the same thing because LA it's you can walk.
Yeah.
You know? You have to drive all the time.
Yeah. New York is different, like, you know. A part of me is like I could have done a lot of stuff I did without getting a visa, but I wouldn't have been able to apply for all the jobs that I did, and that was a big thing. It was stand-up will be better for me there, so that's a plus.
Yeah.
But I'll have so much more opportunity with hosting. And
yeah.
If I host the Gazette show, think about how many type of Gazette shows are available in New York.
Yeah.
And there is more opportunity for that, but still, I don't know. It's just I wouldn't, you know.
But you're more a TV guy than a stand-up guy. You know,
I guess if I had to choose,
this is one you wanted.
Yeah.
This is,
yeah.
And I hope we're gonna see that soon.
You should see by the end of the year, by the fall, and the end of the year. Yeah, this is like.
Well, between what, like you said, fall.
Yeah, I have one thing. Well, I mean, listen, I want to do this one thing. I could tell you, it's not the biggest project, but I want to do a. Did you see the video that I did last Christmas? About Feliz Navidad?
No, I saw that, yeah, but I watched all the Gary Vee.
Okay.
And
Well, I want to do a whole holiday album. Adam Kressler sings the posse.
Okay, so...
That I can do in New York.
So
that's one of the things.
So you,
I don't need to be here.
So you don't...
But that's not the biggest...
You're not the guy you like to do the same thing all the time.
No.
This is why... like you said, comedy all the time, it's painful. Because you realize you
like
have to do that all
well,
the
time.
Well,
with sketching,
now you
want to
sing? You want to sing?
Yeah, put on album, your first comedy
You
album.
Like to interview, you like to do comedy,
yeah.
You like to do sketch.
Yeah.
And you like Gary Vee motivation interview.
I mean, that's like a sketch, a comedy sketch, you know.
Is it the same name your YouTube channel?
Yeah.
It's Adam Saucer.
Well, it's actually An Evening to Remember. And I wasn't able to change it to Adam Saucer, but if you just Google Adam,
so
YouTube Adam Saucer,
you really want to do an album of singing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, whole album. Put it on.
I didn't know you sing.
I'm really bad at singing.
Okay, this is why.
Yeah.
This is the concept. It'd
be horrible.
So this is...
if you saw I did a video like it. I did a cover of Feliz Navidad last year. And did very well, and it was fun.
This is the rock star, huh? The
relatively
drink.
Easy to produce. Well, I like it. It's just so weird.
Okay, I saw already nothing. Is it copyright?
No, it's like...
Is it the music?
These are classics. These are classics.
Okay, so I can put that now.
Yeah. You can play it.
I can't.
You, what do you mean?
Because it's for YouTube. It's
going to
be a copyright.
No, you can put it on.
Yeah.
Just you're not editing, so I don't know how you're going to do that.
No, I will not editing.
So then?
No, it's raw, guys. It's there.
Yeah.
It's Adam Saucer.
You can still be raw and edit things.
Adam Saucer just moved like he's like that now. Before he was like that. So he's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So you have something to say before we quit, Adam?
I think I said it all.
Yes? Nothing else? No project? Are you...
You just spent 45 minutes trying to get me to talk about
No, 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 about stand-up, like... I'm going to see you in open mic this summer?
Yeah.
Around Montreal?
Yeah.
It's Montreal, it's fun this summer.
Yeah, Montreal. Huh? Pretty unbeatable in the summer.
Because I remember we have a discussion at the Rialto.
Yeah.
But I said the Toronto is more beautiful than the Montreal, and you are disagree like that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But no, Montreal start to be great because all the construction start to be done.
Yeah.
It was time, you know, the bridge, the Champlain Bridge, gonna be done June 24.
Uh-huh.
And me at Griffintown Old Park, it's amazing there.
Yeah.
So and the baseball, do you believe the Expos back?
I don't think after what happened to the Raptors, I think it's a big mistake to bring the Expos back.
What do you mean?
Expos is the baseball is it has the oldest fan base out of the four major sports by far.
Okay.
Nobody younger than me, and I'm not young.
Yeah, yeah.
Grew up with the Expos.
No, you're right.
It's the
like it's only the 15 year they disappeared.
People, well, 15. 20 years. 15.
No, it's 15.
Okay, but they didn't. People who are 22. You think people who are 22 right now?
You think they don't like baseball? You do,
they don't give a shit about baseball.
Outside?
They don't care about baseball.
You think
nobody cares about baseball.
You think?
Other than people, there's history. That's cool. But it's the least exciting sport ever. And basketball is the sport of the future.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not a basketball fan. I'm a huge basketball fan now. And not just, I've been watching every playoffs for the past 3-4 years, maybe.
Yeah,
more
yeah.
and more. And now it's just easy. You don't have to be know much about basketball to just watch and be like, this is exciting.
Yeah.
The last time I really watched basketball.
The last 2 minutes, it's the best.
Well, the whole time is the best. Baseball is just like, it's beautiful because it's a nice park, but it's just, the people who are going to build it are going to be like old men by the time it's done.
Yes, the
old generation that loves it, they're going to all be in their 70s.
So you think,
And with basketball, they don't have to build a new stadium.
Yeah.
It's a huge mistake.
You think?
Yeah.
Whoa, this was intense. So I just want to say thank you everybody for the first No BS with SB, with Adam Saucer, who tried for the first time espresso, and look at that. And thanks to Yannick Crevier who made the beautiful design and the concept. Thanks Yannick Crevier, I love you. Do you like this place? Did you play here?
Yeah,
at the Peroni?
A lot of fun.
Because I think, 1 second. So this is the Peroni restaurant. They have a show every weekend at the Boom Show with Ali. It's a pro-am comedy night. It's fun to play here, eh?
Yes.
It's one of the best the place here. It's like a comedy club, but like one show a week. But before we go, do you think we should have another comedy club? You know.
Yeah, of course. The more the better.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's.
I miss the Comedy Works.
Me too, man. I start at the Comedy Works.
Yeah, me too.
And. Awesome. It's sad he burned, and it's sad the guy did not reconstruct, rebuild the place. He said, no, you take the money and say ciao.
Yeah.
So maybe next time we can talk about, like you said, the industry, like Just for Laughs is in Montreal. And a lot of people think Just for Laughs is all year long.
Mm-hmm.
It's just 2 weeks in the summer,
yeah.
And the rest, you know. They should have, the Just for Laughs should have his own comedy club. What do you think about that?
Yeah,
I just have a flash. Because me, I drink too much coffee.
I wonder if they thought about that.
Yeah, think about that. A small Just for Laughs comedy club.
Yeah.
So now you can showcase there too. You know, they don't need to move. And anyway,
think they're smart enough to know that owning a comedy club is a horrible business.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of job. Celebrate the Just for Laughs every summer? Or you go there?
I mean, I go watch shows with people that I like.
Yeah, do you? I like to see the Comedy Pro, all the interview.
Oh yeah.
With
I don't do that.
You don't like that. So hey, man,
people that I like.
Thanks, Bobby.
My pleasure. Thank you.
My first discussion with Adam Saucer. Man, merci beaucoup. T'es très gentil.
Yeah,
and I hope you're gonna come back.
Yes, anytime.
All right.
Okay. Oh, gotta leave.
Yes. You wanna eat something?
Yeah, let's go eat something.